Hello everyone, I'm George from Ironwell. Welcome back to my channel. And in this one I'm asking whether President Volodymyr Zelensky should step aside, not necessarily immediately, but soon. So remember, he was elected in 2019. I think it was the end of April, the election, if I got that right. And his inauguration was in May 2019. So Petro Poroshenko, his predecessor, was a very miffed. Did not take it at all well and didn't attend the ceremony. I remember the Russian state media putting about the lie that Poroshenko had printed billions of extra ballot papers to stuff the ballot boxes. So far as I know, not a single bogus vote was cast. Is because the Kremlin was preparing for the eventuality that Poroshenko was re-elected, and then they were going to put about the lie that he'd rigged the election, or that he'd been arrested. He was going to be arrested. He's never been arrested. He'd fled the country. I mean, he left the country some months later. He's gone and come back several times. He's been investigated. He's probably been searched, but he's never ever been arrested. So obviously, don't believe a word out of the Russian state media. But they're always trying to set the Ukrainians in deadly hatred against each other to amp up anti-democratic forces. They try that everywhere, whether they're Nazis, whether they're communists, despite Putin supposedly being against Nazism and saying it's an anti-Nazi crusade. He will promote genuine Nazism in other countries. I mean, genuine, as anything to undermine democracy, anything to try and destroys people's trust in institutions like courts or even, state statistic agencies, whatever it is. So they'd just be pumping out lies non-stop. And actually, one of the reasons that Putin gave for his illegal unprovoked invasion of Ukraine was corruption. Now, there is significant corruption in Ukraine, and who's corrupting them? Quite often it's Russia. But Russia's even worse at corruption if you look at the index. Why doesn't he invade Russia? Would that be a reason for Ukraine to invade Russia? Ukraine is at least better by any metric with regard to corruption. So anyway, Zelensky's been there for over 6 years. His presidential term expired over a year ago, but as they're under martial law, they can't hold elections. His presidential term has been extended, and that happened in the United Kingdom, other elections during the Second World War. It's a similar war; they're fighting for their life. Excuse me, I have to blow my snout. So, bribe taking was a serious problem. Some people were able to bribe the authorities to get out of being conscripted and to get permission to leave the country they shouldn't have done when they're military age and so on. A new law has been passed, and that put the National Anti-Corruption Bureau and the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office in the hands of the Prosecutor General. So some people say this is really reducing the anti-corruption drive. The thing is, Zelensky is aware that Russia is really trying to overstate the scale and severity of corruption in Ukraine. And I've even heard intelligent Americans say this, being duped by this, saying, oh, he's spending all the money on a yacht or whatever, all of these faked images of him with luxury items, saying he's spending on his wife and children and stuff like that, and it's not going to the Ukrainian military. And of course, there are people who will fall for that. And if you tell a lie often enough, people will believe it. It's often to do with repetition, the subconscious mind. And the things you've heard most, you're most likely to believe, even if they're bogus. There was a bill passed, obviously not just him. And he said, Zelensky also said that there's Russian influence in some of these agencies, and that may well be true. We know Russia had its tentacles everywhere, and the SBU, the Ukrainian Intelligence Service, over 10 years ago was trying to purge people, lie detector tests, to retire people who joined in the Soviet era, favor those who were native speakers of Ukrainian, who came from Western Ukraine or Northern Ukraine, the most distinctively Ukrainian areas of the country. Sorry to say, they're more reliable. Now, you could be a Russophone or an ethnic a Russian who is loyal to Ukraine, but it's less likely. And of course, they've got to have some people who speak perfect Russian, and they do, because that's how they're able to do things inside Russia without even a vestigial Ukrainian accent. So it's not just Zelensky's behind this, is the Verkhovna Rada, as in their parliament, voted for it, and their major demonstrations. But actually, maybe this is a healthy sign, because Ukraine is a genuine democracy. Protests are not allowed in Russia, and they are allowed to go ahead in Ukraine, even when it's engaged in this mortal struggle. But some people felt this is under overweening power of the head of state. It was just too much. The chief prosecutor is Ruslan Kravchenko. So, and he will, the idea is that he was going to be able to give these anti-corruption tasks to people who were biddable, as in to use it to pursue political opponents, even though there's no suspicion of corruption, and then they were not going to chase up their people who are their political supporters. I mean, that's the allegation. I don't know that's true. Some of these criminal cases have not been proceeded with for years. So justice delayed is justice denied. So people feel like they can get away with it. They can get themselves and their filthy lucre out of the country. goodness. So some people have been arrested at this anti-corruption bureau, are accused of being agents for Russia. Again, which might be true. Obviously, we don't know yet. So Ukraine is very keen to join the European Union. It's a candidate member of the European Union. But I think it'd be at least 10 years before it gets to join the European Union. I would say more like 20. And it could be never. Like Hungary and Slovakia said they'll veto it. But Orban and Fica won't be there forever. But one of the stumbling blocks in EU accession is a lot of public money goes missing. There's a lot of bribe taking and so on. Now, it's not as huge a scale as in Russia or as the Russians pretend it is in Ukraine. And of course, in a country which doesn't have such strong democratic institutions, which is totalitarian not so long ago, which suffered economic implosion in the 1990s, of course, that's going to happen. And the war people do anything they can to avoid getting killed. So Zelensky, is he just worn out? Has he served his purpose? Maybe surrounded himself by a coterie of yes men. And that might be just reinforcing his delusions. As the Tory whips say, no prime minister leaves Downing Street entirely sane. The same may be true of Ukrainian presidents, especially being there in wartime. And it's got the adulation of the rest of the free world. But, you know, people are a little bit critical in Ukraine and torn between the hardliners who say fight to the last breath and those who say, let's make peace and cede some land to Russia, either de facto, even de jure. So whatever he does on that one, he's going to displease some people. There are all these swarm drone attacks of hundreds of drones that Russia's able to help because Russia's firing at Kiev because China's helping with the technology. And the Ukrainians find this increasingly difficult. They're promised American Patriots, are they going to arrive? But the Patriots, these missiles are very, very expensive. You can't shoot down all the drones. You obviously need to destroy the things that are firing them. Not getting permission from that. Did he mishandle it with the relationship with Trump a little bit? Trump is so erratic, there's no telling what he's going to do next. He might cut off arms shipments again. He might cut off funding. He might cut off intelligence sharing. So it's very, very difficult to keep on the right side of him, especially as Trump has been very frank about his soft spot for Putin. Now, how do they hold an election? Obviously, the illegally occupied territories, they can't vote. But if there's an election, we know that Russia will do their damnedest to interfere. And even if it's a completely fair and square election, Russia will put out the lie that it was rigged to try and delegitimize whoever wins. And you can have a candidate who's amenable to peace with Russia by making major concessions and allowing crime to pay. And those are going to fight to the bitter end, maybe somebody in between. So neither of those are great options. Of course, elections are a bit divisive because we're not a monolith, because there's a range of views and the gamut of views must get an airing, just like they don't get an airing in Russia. Russia would really try to undermine that, to spread disinformation, to lie about candidates, besmirch whoever wins. And so that's very tricky to hold an election in wartime. Obviously, he can't be there forever, and this election cannot be delayed indefinitely. How much longer is the war going to go on? I would think at least a year. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.